Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Mike and Kim Burge with The Good Stuff, and this is our last program before Christmas Day.
Yeah, the next time you hear from us, it'll be the 25th of December, and it will be Christmas Day. So Merry Christmas from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff.
That's right. And talking a little business here before we get started, we want to send out a thank you to Tri-State Livestock News. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every Saturday? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit us online at tsln.com.
From Rick and Lynn Shippey at Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota, whether you're buying, selling, or auctioning land, make sure you visit Shippey Realty. And Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn. Also from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, Randy Tennell, his family and staff, wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas. And of course, a Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Find them on Facebook and follow them at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Happy holidays from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Well, Mike, I know you've got something coming up about Christmas on the ranch, but before that, I better update everybody on the 12 days of Christmas. Remember Agnes and her boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, the ongoing saga.
Yes, there we go. So, on December 23rd, it goes like this. Things are not looking good. She says, "You creep. Now there's 10 ladies dancing. I don't know why I call them ladies. Now the cows can't sleep and they've got diarrhea. My living room is a river of poop. The commissioner of buildings has subpoenaed me to give cause why the building shouldn't be condemned. I'm sicking the police on you. One who means it. Ag." And the one right before Christmas? "Listen, idiot. What's with the 11 lords a-leapin'? All 234 of the birds are dead. I hope you're satisfied, you rotten swine. Your sworn enemy, Miss Agnes McAllister." And don't forget to stay tuned for the very last one coming up.
This is not going well.
No, it's not. I think they might not last.
This one is anonymous. I don't know where it came from. Called 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and Out on the Ranch. The pond was froze over, and so was the branch. The snow was piled up belly deep to a mule. The kids were all home on vacation from school. The happier young folks you never did see, just all sprawled out around watching TV. Then, suddenly, sometime around 8 o'clock, there came a surprise that gave them a shock. The power went off. The TV went dead. When Grandpa came in from out in the shed with an armload of wood, the house was all dark. "Just what I expected," they heard him remark. "Them power line wires must be down from the snow. Seems sort of like those times on the ranch long ago. I'll hunt up some candles," said Mom, "with their light and the fireplace. I reckon we'll make it out all right." The teenagers all seemed enveloped in gloom. Then Grandpa came back from a trip to his room, uncased his old fiddle and started to play that old Christmas song about bells on a sleigh. Mom started to sing, and first thing you knew, both Pop and the kids were all singing along, too. They sang Christmas carols. They sang Holy Night, their eyes all ashine in the ruddy firelight. They played some charades Mom recalled from her youth, and Pop read a passage from God's Book of Truth. They stayed up till midnight, and would you believe the youngsters agreed 'twas a fine Christmas Eve. Grandpa rose early, sometime before dawn, and when the kids wakened, the power was on. "The power company sure got all the lines repaired quick," said Grandpa, and no one suspected his trick. Last night, for the sake of some old-fashioned fun, he had pulled the main switch, the old son of a gun.
Kind of inspiring, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I wish I knew who wrote that. It's called "Was the Night Before Christmas and Out on the Ranch."
Yeah, I think that's a great plan, not to be overlooked by all means. I hate that beggar.
Why?
That rascal, yesterday I gave him food and today he gave me a cookbook.
Well, that was pretty short.
And a little funny, don't you think?
Yeah, it did have a little giggle to it.
Okay, now listen up, everybody. Life is short. Break the rules. Forgive quickly. Kiss slowly. Love truly. Laugh uncontrollably. And never regret anything that made you smile.
Oh, good advice here as we kind of wind down 2023, if you can believe that. We'll be starting some New Year's activities here coming up, and if you have something to share with some stories, shoot us one of those electronic messages on the email, and
ooh,
we'll take
fancy
a look at it. Folks, Merry Christmas from The Good Stuff.